USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus has claimed the life of a man in the Philippines, the first death outside of China blamed on the rapidly spreading virus. The U.S. government now launching a major effort to try to curb the spread, as beginning today, Americans returning from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the outbreak, will go under mandatory quarantine at military bases. With the Iowa caucuses just a day away, former New York City Mayor and Democratic hopeful Mike Bloomberg unveils a tax plan that would raise over $5 trillion over a decade by raising taxes on the rich.
I don't like taxes any more than anybody else, but the bottom line is we can't have a deficit that keeps growing forever, and we have to have the infrastructure, and we have to have the education system, we have to have the hospitals, and there's no free lunch.
The plan would raise taxes on individuals and corporations. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Senate leaders are planning to end the Trump impeachment trial with final votes this week. The final arguments will start late tomorrow morning. They're expected to last 4 to 6 hours. Senate Republicans blocked Democratic efforts on Friday to subpoena some key witnesses and documents. And now that the end is near, supporter of President Trump, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, says
there was a bunch of partisan in the House. It continued in the Senate. It's going to end Wednesday. The president's going to get acquitted. It's going to blow up in their face.
Senator Graham was speaking on Fox News. Super Bowl 54 kicking off later today at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The San Francisco 49ers clashing with the Kansas City Chiefs for the NFL championship. The NFL will also honor fallen basketball star Kobe Bryant and recently deceased Hall of Famer Chris Dolman. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are headlining the halftime show. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Trump administration's expanded the travel ban to include restricting visas for an additional six nations. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The proclamation bans people from Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, and Nigeria from receiving immigrant visas and suspends the visa lottery for people from Sudan and Tanzania. A statement from White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said the new rules don't prevent people from these countries from traveling to the U.S. for tourism, business, or other non-immigrant travel.
The very last Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll ahead of tomorrow's Iowa caucuses is not going to be released. That after someone who was to be a respondent raised an issue with the way the poll was being administered. The person claimed that at least one candidate was omitted from a list she was to choose from when she was asked to name her preferred candidate. Now, the Des Moines Register says the problem appears to be isolated to one surveyor, but since they cannot confirm that with any certainty, they say they're not going to release the poll results at all. And actress Pamela Anderson and producer John Peters quickly going from being newlyweds to being divorced. On Saturday, The Hollywood Reporter cited a statement from Anderson saying the two want to reassess their expectations for their futures. The 52-year-old Baywatch actress and the 74-year-old producer were married at a private ceremony in Malibu on January 20th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.